Blog Talk Radio.
Mr. Jack Benny. My own auditor. Dean, thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm in the most difficult position of any personality that has ever been roasted on the Dean Martin Show, because nearly everything they said about me is true. I am cheap, stingy, frugal. I was going to say penurious. Nobody on this dais would know what the hell I was talking about. I'm flattered to be here because it isn't everybody who can be chosen man of the week. You have to be listed in the phone book. Really, now what do I have in common? Let's pick it apart a little bit. What do I have in common with Mark Spitz? I've had a swimming pool for 40 years. One, my cat fell in. And it's a big deal. Mark Spitz crosses a swimming pool in 6 2/10 seconds. When I cross a pool, I call Charlton Heston and have him parted. The thing I have in common with Jack Carter is our first name. I'll tell you how well I know Jack Carter. We met about 10 years ago in a department store on an escalator. I was going up, coming down. He waved at me, I waved back, and a bottle of cologne fell out of my sleeve. Now, of course, you all know that the closest friend I have in this business is George Burns. And we're around the same age, give it or take a couple of minutes. A lot in common. Now, something like this was mentioned earlier in the evening, but we can't help that when we prepare material. We don't know what it is. But the other night, George and I went to see, and I won't mention the picture, and it wasn't Detro. We went to see an X-rated movie, and we both fell asleep. However, when we went to see Sound of Music, we both sat on the edge of our seats and enjoyed every minute of it. And like two idiots, we left the theater hand in hand, humming the tune. I walk, everybody was staring at me. You know, everybody kidding me about that. Bob Hope started the whole thing about the way I walk, and he walks like I do. But I've been walking that way for years. We all have our ways of walking. There's nothing we can do about it, but I swear I'm not a feminine. Dean, bothered you. Now, another one of my very close friends here tonight is Zubin Mehta, the conductor of the Los Angeles Philharmonic. Zubin has conducted many times for me when I gave my concert, not only here in Los Angeles, but when I played with the Israeli Symphony in Tel Aviv. Zubin, now this is not something I'm making up. Zubin flew all the way from here to Tel Aviv to conduct for me. I would have been afraid to play there without him. I'll ask you. great conductor. To conduct for me really takes guts. It's like asking Van Gogh to paint Merry Christmas on the window of the May Company. Now, Dick Martin, well, what can I say about Dick Martin that Dan Rowan hasn't already said about him? Behind his back, yes. Jimmy Stewart, of course, is a personal friend of mine. And he and his wife, Gloria, are great animal lovers, which you probably all know. And they're on the board of the zoo, the Los Angeles Zoo. So every year around the holidays, Jimmy rings my doorbell, buy a raffle ticket on an elephant. Now, what the hell am I going to do with another elephant?
Another.
The one I got drives me nuts. Throwing peanut shells all over the living room. I thought Rich Little was very clever tonight with his many voices. But then, he always did. The only problem is, you don't know who to thank. Or is it whom to thank? In fact, I asked Joey Bishop before I showed him the script. I said, which is correct, who or whom? And Joey said, I ain't sure. Well, then I asked Iman Wilson if he knew, which was correct. And he said, it all depends on the circumstances, which might or might not be mitigating.
Like a lawyer.
You all know Wayne Newton is on this show, and he looks good. He lost so much weight, and he's got that long hair now. I wish I could grow long hair. Everything. I've even put bandini on my head. Well, I think I've about talked just about long enough. And I must say, Dean, I really appreciated this evening's tribute. Let's face it. All of us in show business enjoy recognition. And believe me, it wasn't easy for me at first to make it in Hollywood. I can't drink like you do. I can't like George C. Scott. And when it comes to Frank Sinatra, well, good night, folks.
Inside Frolics, live around the world. Give me some honeymooner music.
All right, let me get to it.
Let it rip. Rip it out. Roll it.
Hold on. Hold up. Okay, here it comes. There you go.
Boy, am I exhausted, Alex. Today was the most miserable day of my life. I'm going in there and I'm going to take a nice hot bath and I'm going to sleep forever. You can't take a bath, Ralph. What do you mean I can't take a bath? Why not? There's no hot water. There's no hot water. No hot water? What's going on in this place?
The landlord says we don't pay enough rent and he can't afford to heat up the water.
Landlord, enough rent. What kind of a thing is that? Where's the janitor?
The janitor got fired. He's got to get a new one.
Oh, boy, what kind of a place is this? Who's the new janitor?
I don't know, but I don't think you're going to like it.
Oh, there, old janitor there. That your service? Oh, no. It can't be him. Can't be. Janitor there. Don't worry. You want water? I'm going to give you water. We have a saying in the sewer, the water seeks its level. I happen to know that. I want to take a bath. Where's my water? Well, now, wait a minute, Ralph. Don't get excited, see? It's my first day on the job, and I'm a little nervous. Yeah. Well, I happen to, you see, I believe in insurance. Insurance? What are you talking about? Well, I got a couple of gallons of water out here in the hall that I happen to extract from the Bensonhurst sewer. What? Are you crazy? I'm not going to take a bath with that water. You're out of your mind. Well, now, wait a minute. Don't think, there's a misconception about the sewer. Everybody thinks the sewer is dirty. Well, isn't it? No, it's not dirty. It's filthy. I mean, the sewer is not that dirty. We have purifying plants, and we purify the water. I purified this sewer water, and I'm going to pour it in your bathtub. Don't you go near that bathtub with that water, or else you'll never move again. Now listen, fix these pipes. Water is down below in the basement, so I'll have to go down there and see what I can do. Well, go ahead. Ralph, would you mind coming downstairs with me? I'm afraid of the dark. All right. Now, which pipe is what? Let's see. H2O, 2OH, 4... Will you come on? H2O, what does that mean? What does that mean? You work in a sewer and you don't know what H2O is? It's water. Oh, yeah, that's right, water. All right, let's see. Instructions, how to gauge water to come out hot. Wait a minute. I can't get that. It's too tight, Ralph. I can't turn the wheel. Wait a minute. Ralph, you mind stepping over here? Maybe you got a very powerful physique. Maybe you can just lean on that pipe, would you? Lean on the pipe. Yeah, we gotta move it. Norton, get me out of here. I'm dying. These pipes are killing me. It's hot in here. How am I going to get out of here? Wait a minute. One way got you in, but the other way must get you out. Let's see.
Turn it off.
Maniac.
Okay.
What kind of a maniac are you? Not only that I'm
stuck in these pipes now. Now I'm all wet and cold.
Oh, we better take some precautionary degrees. I better call the fire department. Fire department? Yeah, they help people. They get cats out of trees. I am no cat. Get the fire department. Get them. Get me out of here. This is horrible. Well, I want one good thing now, Ralph. What? Now you won't have to take a bath.
Get out! Woo!
All right, in a sight, we got Louie coming up in a little while. Crazy Louie, oh, man. Right. Louie the love of the lip. I always give him a different name. Hey, when you were a kid, now wait a minute, you know, a lot of things happened when I was a kid. I grew up in Brooklyn,
too.
You know. And every neighborhood, 815, by the way, New York, inner sight, every neighborhood had what we call the most annoying kid. Right? And we had one. He lived in my building. On the top floor. You know. Now this kid, he would whine at anything. You know, you look at him the wrong way and that would set him off, you know. So one day he's coming down the stairs and I was out in the hall. You know, we're all kids, you know. His name is Marshall. Who the hell would name a kid Marshall? But anyway. Why, I said, Marshall, I said, how come they didn't name you Sheriff? He I said, Marshall, take it easy. You're going to burst a vessel. And he would go on and on and on and on. And then his brother would come out, his brother Arthur, and his brother had this, he had this handkerchief in his pocket. Remember the old handkerchiefs? Had this handkerchief in his pocket, and I don't think this thing was washed in 3 months. And Marshall, for some reason, Marshall always had a running nose. So Arthur would take the handkerchief and smear it across his face and run it. And whenever he did that, Marshall would go, And then what would happen was the janitor would come out. This janitor, we called him, he was from Kentucky. He was a big guy, about 6'4", Kentuck, you know.
Yeah.
And Kentuck would come out of the, from the alley. You know, we had an alley. And he couldn't stand Marshall. Marshall was always in his way and you know, standing when Kentuck was trying to mop the floor, see. So Kentuck had this big wet mop. He said, "Shut up or I'll hit you right in the ass." He, and Marshall That's all he ever did, anything that happened, man.
He cried.
So one day we had a contest.
Uh-oh.
We lined up, I don't know, 4, 5, 6 kids. And we said, all right, now who's the most annoying kid on the block? It came down to a toss-up between Raymond. Raymond was another whiner.
Kid.
Oh. Raymond or Marshall. And everybody voted Marshall the most annoying kid on the block. Every neighborhood has one.
Oh, yeah.
You know. All right, inner sight, frolic. Let's see. Somebody told me a couple of jokes, but I can't remember them.
Oopsie.
Joke. let me do a couple of commercials, then we'll come back and see if Louie's hanging out or Dinigan might pop up, too.
Yeah.
Jimmy Dinigan. Mm-hmm. I don't know. We'll see. The friendly philosopher will be here. We've got to do the philosopher.
Yep, yep.
Brought to you by the Big East Takeda Rescue. Toms River, New Jersey, 609-388-7004. Big East Takeda Rescue. Let me give you the email. Big East Takeda Rescue at Verizon.net. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. All right. And also brought to you by the Third Eye Insight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Third Eye Insight. You want to learn how to defend yourself? Have fun.
Ooh,
call
Louis
my buddy Devin. What?
Louis is listening. He's in the queue.
Yeah. Call my buddy Devin at the Third Eye Insight at 631-445-3464. You want to get some good insight? Have a third eye? There's the number, 631-445-3464. Third Eye Insight. Inner Sight. Told you about the insight. All right. Brought to you by Kennedy Realty, Islip, New York. 631-888-1186. Kennedy, buy a house, sell a house, get a house. How about these people that squat?
Mm.
You know, when I was a kid, and I heard that word, I didn't know
squat.
What squat was. I didn't know what it meant.
Yeah.
So when I heard the word, I used to think that squat meant that people were taking down their pants and crapping all over the house. That's what I thought it meant.
Oh,
and then one day I found out
what it meant.
It didn't mean
bend down.
And then I said,
squatters.
I said, well, I like my meaning better.
Oh, gosh.
So squatters' rights.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
After how many months, I think, when do you begin your squatters' rights?
Oh, I don't know. You got to... That's a legal question.
Yeah, it is.
Squatters' rights are hard to get rid of people.
Yeah, it is. Very.
Squatters'
my father
rights.
Had apartments above his a store. One woman,
yeah, get in
I
there
swear,
with the
we were already.
Rights.
One of them
huh?
didn't want to leave, and she was a bitch, for lack of other
yeah.
terms. She was a bitch. She didn't pay.
Squatters' rights.
And she just sat there and she did squatters.
I know how
rights.
To get rid of squatters.
Ooh, no hot water.
No. You get a couple of baby rats and loose them in the house.
There you go.
That'll get rid of squatters' rights. Of course, it may get rid of the house, too. But. You know. All right, in a sight. Kennedy Realty, buy a house, sell a house, get a house, 631-888-1186. Hey, you need dog food, cat food? Nobody starves on Long Island. My buddy Gary help you with that. 631-484-3085. All right. Get that dog food, cat food, and medical when he's able to do that.
Yeah.
So check him out. 631-484-0385. Did I get that right?
Yeah, yeah. Say it again.
3085. I think it's 3085. 484-3085.
Yeah, 484-3085. Or 25. Either 025. Let me look it up.
No. 3085. Pretty sure that's it. Well, you can double check.
I am.
All right. In a sight, all the beautiful children of the world. Corey Foster,
yeah,
Rocco Quindo. Hold it.
484-3085.
Hold it.
Oh, I'm
sorry. In the middle of something else. Can't you hear that?
Not so easily sometimes.
Clean out your ears, girl.
I have cleaned out my ears. It's just.
Oh, you didn't clean
them
out good enough.
I sure do. And it's just my deafness. You know?
I don't know. Put some...
No, The woman made sure I didn't have any wax in my ears before she did the examination. She went in and looked. No wax.
Yeah, you hope.
I don't have wax.
All right.
I just can't hear well. I had too many ear infections.
All the beautiful children of the world, Corey Foster, Vontae Oquindo, Ollie Campbell, and a baby royalty, little Tommy, the Texas
yeah.
children who perished. Go an extra mile for a child. Inner sight reminds you. Now, give me that number from Nobody Stops.
Okay. It is 631-484-3085. I was wrong.
Oh, all right. So I had it right.
Yeah. You had it right, yeah.
All right. I want to thank Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. 631-880-7929. They got a self-advocacy group coming up next month. I don't know what date it is.
Mm.
You might want to go to their website, check it out. And if you go up on the website, look for the number to join the nursing home committee. I don't know when the next meeting is, but we're going to make it happen. The number on the website for the nursing home committee, 631-487-2038. If you want to be part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, what else we got? Able News. Inner Sight with Able News.
Yep. Hold up. Let me get to
my good friend Angela with the Able News.
Yes, she is very nice. All right, hang on. Let me get to it right here. Got it. Come on. Got it.
Able News is a newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. We serve the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including accounts of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right, Inner Sight Live with the Frolics, and is Louie still on the line?
Yes, he is. He's waiting patiently.
All right, let's get Louie to lip in here and see what he's got to say.
Okay,
and we'll see
come.
If we can get him to do some weird bird calls.
Good
bird
evening.
Can you
hey,
Louie.
Good evening. How are you?
Okay.
Good, good. Can you do bird calls?
Let me give it a shot.
Yeah, yeah. Bird calls.
There you go.
Now what kind of bird is that?
I have no idea.
It's a canary.
That's a canary?
I thought it was a yellow-bellied sapsucker.
That's the honeymooners.
Yeah. All right, that's a canary. What else can you do? Can you do another one?
<There you go.
laughs>
What kind of a bird is that? Who's that?
That's on, cartoons.
Louis, what kind of bird is that?
Woody Woodpecker? Isn't that Woody Woodpecker?
Yay, very good. There you go.
Yep. Woody Woodpecker. All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'll do one. Let's see if you can guess mine.
Go.
Oh, there's a reverb on here.
Yeah.
Louis, what kind of bird is that?
Blackbird.
Blackbird, he didn't know. That one.
Crow?
That's it. He knew.
What was it? A crow?
A crow. Yeah.
I thought it was something else.
All right, Louis. So how you doing tonight, man?
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm at Connie and Chrissy's house. I'm talking to those two ladies. They'd like to get it on with Louis Rivera, honoring Connie and Chrissy for Intersight Blog Talk Radio on the Follics.
Wait a second, Louis.
Oh.
I'm supposed to go there and tell them what they could do and what they can.
Oh, you're at Connie
and
Chrissy's house.
Yeah.
Connie and
Chrissy
are good, cute ladies on the date night on public asses. Making everybody laugh, get a man on a date and give her a nice cold drink.
There you go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's right. And I went Pat Cooper went to the ladies' bathroom with a ticklish feather at a swab with me. And I'm interviewing with Pat Cooper with a microphone in my hand.
Oh.
Yep. Yeah. Hey.
Ticklish feather.
Rosanna Dana, you went to the right bathroom, the ladies' bathroom, talking to Pat Cooper. He didn't take a bath last time. He needs a nice a cold shower and a warm bath.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm bringing King Kong with him. King Kong needs a shower.
King Kong needs a shower. Is King Kong a plastic dog? I mean, not plastic dog, a plastic toy? Is King Kong?
No, it's an ape.
King Kong,
I know that.
Gorilla.
He brought an ape with him.
The 1933 King Kong
movie, yeah.
Adventure.
Oh, okay.
Hey, who's more powerful, King Kong or the Beast of 20,000 Phantoms?
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive.
Right.
Able to leap tall buildings in a single bound.
Whoa.
We all know who that is, but I'm talking about
Superman.
Yeah. Poor guy.
King Kong. Or the Beast, the 20,000 Phantom. I don't know if you remember that movie. It was a movie.
I remember Godzilla and compared to...
When I was a kid.
20,000 Phantoms, you said?
Yeah.
I don't remember that one.
You know how they do that, right? They have the big rubber things and they pump them up.
Yeah, I know.
And the guy has to go inside there.
No.
And he does all the movements and everything.
But that must be hot as heck. Seriously.
What is that talking in the background? Who's got something on?
That's
television.
I put shut it off.
Nah,
hey, Lou, you got to turn that down.
I ignore that. I'll lower it. Hold on. Ignore that.
Yeah,
hold
please.
On. Yeah. I got my hand through a microphone.
Yeah. So, yeah, you
I
know.
I cover
you,
it so you can hear.
All those
I got my
monsters.
Hand right here.
Okay,
yeah.
Louie.
All those
on,
monsters.
Hand on the phone here.
Hold on.
Those
Louie.
Monster movies.
Mm-hmm.
They have to blow them up, and you got to go in there and play the role. You know, usually a stunt guy does that. You know.
Mhm. Usually. Yeah.
Hey, Louie, you'd be good at that.
Yeah, he would be. Hold on, let me put him on back again. Oh, here you go.
What?
He's back.
Yeah, hey, testing 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
I heard your studio's
something...
coming back to on TV.
Oh, yeah. Thank God.
Soon, we hope.
Yeah.
Well, I bought my equipment.
Oh.
I want you to come down with
my equipment.
With your conga drum.
There you go. I don't know how to play it. If I knew how to play it, I'd borrow it.
We can do a concert.
Yeah.
I'll teach Frank Perino how you play your conga.
I know how to play chords on the piano, but that's about it.
Yep.
Hey, Louie, so who are you gonna imitate tonight? You got any good ones?
I already did the Bird Call. Last time I did Satchmo Louis Armstrong.
I like Satchmo.
Oh, yeah.
And Louis Armstrong's good, too.
Satchmo's good.
Yeah, I like that one when he does it.
You want to do a Satchmo? Go ahead.
Blue on blue, heartache and heartache. Blue on blue, heartache and heartache. I just found I can't get over losing you. I knew I lay on the street, here you should be. Two by two lovers had. I had an open one. Open was not with you, it be. There's a little teaser that is in the air. It. I was blue and I can be. Blue on blue, heartache and heartache. Blue on blue, well, are we all through? Blue on blue, heartache and heartache. All I found I can't get over is you.
Yeah, that's not Satchmo. Yeah. That's a Bobby Vinton song.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Back to the 1960s.
Yeah, yeah. How about that?
Okay.
Hello, Dolly.
Hello. Dolly, this is Louis, Dolly. It's so nice to have you back where you belong. How you can swell, Dolly. I can tell, Dolly. You're still going, you're still growing, you're still going strong. I feel the rules sway, but the bears say, one of our old favorite songs of way back when. So, Dolly G, fellas, fighter and be fellas. Dolly, you go away, fellas. Don't go sway, Dolly. You go away again. Bum, 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 bum.
Hey, imagine Satchmo.
Yeah.
Had a sore throat.
Every time?
When he sang.
Oh, my.
He must have had a perpetual sore throat.
Yeah. Like,
what made him famous.
Type of, yeah, raspy throat. Very much so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
When Satchmo lost his sore throat, he was no good anymore.
Yeah.
Well, what you try to sing, you know, without the raspiness, and they said, "Oh
yeah,
no, we don't want to hear that. We want to hear the other.
Hear
we
the
want
raspiness.
We want to hear the, you know."
Yeah.
The hardest guy in the world to imitate.
Oh yeah.
All right, in sight, Louis Rivera. Hey Lou, why don't you wanna? You're gonna. What are you gonna do over the weekend?
I'm going to my nephew's baby's birthday party. Her name is Ellie. She's turning 2 years old.
Aww.
Oh, happy birthday to Ellie.
Happy birthday.
We're going
to
in Pennsylvania. I don't know where in Pennsylvania. Me and my father, my sister, and his friend, and my brother's gonna be there. The whole family will be there.
Yeah,
where do they live?
My nephew?
Yeah, where do they live?
My brother lives in Central Islip. I live in Brentwood.
Oh. Okay.
We got to have a great time. I'll be drinking,
everybody?
Too.
Uh-oh. Better not try.
I'll be drinking, I'm drinking beer.
Oh boy, no sangria.
All
beer.
Right.
if they got some, I have some.
There you go.
Do you have a beer belly?
Well, what are you talking about? Beer belly? Sure, I got beer belly.
He's got a beer belly.
Well, you want to open up
a
brewery.
I'm not
going
to show it to nobody.
No, only the girl that you want to marry, that's all.
Oh, no, thank you.
No, thank you.
I'm too shy for ladies.
Why,
he
don't want to get married.
I know. He knows, too.
Okay. Hey, guys, I love
right,
you.
Yeah,
have a good weekend.
You, too.
Yeah, have a good birthday over there.
Yeah,
okay.
Good.
Susanna, I miss you very much. You're in my heart.
Oh.
I love you.
Thank you, Louie. You're so sweet. You know that?
Okay.
Take care,
Louie.
All right.
Okay. Bye-bye, Frank and Suzanne.
Bye-bye.
Hey, Louie.
Okay.
Thanks.
Okay.
All
thanks.
Right. In a sight. And the frolic. Give me some of that philosopher music. Let's see if we...
Okay. Let's bring it about. Here we come.
Your insurance. That's the first thing they ask you. You could be half dead.
Right. You got
your
insurance card. That's all they ask for.
And
you
they
can't want to
see your insurance card.
Yeah.
Well, one time I went in to a hospital and said, I don't have an insurance card. I threw it away. I couldn't read it.
That's a good one.
I said, what? That's right. I said, I couldn't read it.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't want it.
That's right.
Threw the damn thing away.
Yeah.
You know, people expect you to have things you can't read. Well, you know, you don't give it to me so I can read it. Why should I be responsible for it?
And it's not that hard. They could take the there's like this label maker that you could type all in Braille on it, and you could put whatever you want in Braille on it.
Yeah.
So it's very small.
Except there's no law to make them do it, though.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
What would you call them? Enforcers for the disabled. See?
That'd be great.
Every establishment should have an enforcer.
Disabled.
A guy dressed all in black, big guy, all in black, you know, with a bulge.
I know
the person's
name, Ogden. He was an enforcer. He was more than an enforcer.
No, they should have a guy all dressed in black, you know, with a big bulge under his coat.
Uh-oh, like a gun.
And standing over, all right. did you braille that information? How do you know that person coming in for that product isn't blind?
That's right.
Now, you better braille that or else. And if he doesn't braille it, you grab him by the freaking neck. And you make him do it.
That's right.
Call it the enforcement. The enforcement for the disabled.
There you go.
That's what we need.
Crazy. Yeah, we do.
Should be one in every establishment.
Should be one in every household.
Know.
Forget about establishment.
Yeah, to make sure, well, you have to hire your own. I'm talking about the stores and all that, the places you own.
Oh, yeah.
All right. In the grocery store.
Inaccessibility. Yeah.
In the grocery
store. I can't. I'm sitting on a wheelchair, and I lose my balance quickly. So how am I going to do that? You know, I have to then just look for the enforcer. Let him do it. Or her.
Yeah, well, how about in the grocery store where there's a whole rack of cans goods that you can't
above
leave?
You.
You know?
Yeah, or above you. You drop one, the whole thing will go.
And the enforcer comes around. All right, who didn't label these cans? Get your ass
you
over
go.
Here, you know.
There you go.
That's how you got to talk to these people.
Yeah.
Here you are. Here's the braille gun. Start.
That's right.
Labeling. No.
I don't know braille.
You don't have to know braille. Just
keep typing.
Set it up.
That's right.
Set up the print, and it comes out braille on the can.
Really?
Go ahead. Come
that.
On.
I didn't know that. That's cool though. When I need my braille, which might be soon.
Well, that's what we need. We need an enforcement officer.
That's right.
To make these things happen.
Yeah.
Anyway, inner sight.
Each
let's
person,
see, what's on, eight.
In case there's a problem in the future, each person should learn braille. That's how I feel. So that if you go
849.
Somewhere, it's okay.
Yeah, well, they don't care about that.
They don't, no. That's the problem.
Let's see. When I was a kid in school, you know, we had a Tinnigan, of course, in the classroom.
Mm-hmm.
And I might have told this story before, but it was so funny. We had to, and in our classroom, We had a bathroom.
Oh, no. Here we go.
You know. And kids would go in there, and some of them didn't know how to work the door.
Uh-oh.
So Dinigan went in there one day. You know, we had to go to Miss Moore, I got to go to the bathroom, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's in there in the bathroom, and he's doing whatever he's doing. And all of a sudden, you hear, he's in there on the toilet singing Pale Ginger Ale for about 10 minutes.
Oh, jeez. You know?
And Miss Ma gets up from her desk and she starts banging on the door. Jimmy, get out of there.
Oh, yeah, I forgot all about it, you know.
So he finally gets finished. He gets up and he's juggling the knob.
Uh-oh.
You know. Miss Ma, I can't open the door.
Uh-oh.
What am I going to do? I can't open the door. Ah, get me out of here. And
now
Janie,
he's claustrophobic.
And Janie says, Jimmy, you're going to miss the bus. You'll have to sleep in the bathroom.
Shut up, Janie. He must have loved
so
each
he
other.
Starts hitting the door, and Miss Ma says, Jimmy, stop that. Stand back from the door. She goes to her desk. You ever notice how these teachers always had massive keys?
Yeah.
Got all these keys
on
a big ring, and she keeps trying these keys.
Oh, maybe it's this one, you know. Maybe, oh, wait
she
a minute.
Keeps trying.
Wait a minute. I got the, what this one looks like. The, Ming Ming Ma, hurry up. I'm dying.
Jimmy, shut up.
Anyway, she doesn't have the key.
Mm.
You know, and Jimmy's in there. And it's almost time to go home.
Yeah, of course. Now he's really antsy.
And he's getting real nervous. Then on top of everything else, he flushes the toilet, and the toilet overflows.
Oh, my.
Woo! Now the water's coming out underneath the door.
Oh, gosh.
Into the classroom.
Oh, my.
And everybody said, what's that smell?
Exactly.
And Miss Moss standing in the water.
Oh, jeez. Went to the front
with the
of the
keys.
Room.
She still got the keys.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, in front of the room, right on the right side.
Yeah, yeah.
And all of a sudden, you know, we had one big guy in the class, Kenneth Randall, who was a big black guy. Nice guy.
Uh-huh.
So Kenny goes up to the door, and he says, Jimmy, stand back, man. Stand out the way.
What are you going to do? I'm all wet. I got that smell.
Jimmy, stand back. And Kenny goes, boom, with his shoulder, and the door goes flying open. And there's Jimmy.
That's funny.
With his pants down.
Uh-oh.
Miss Ma said, Jimmy, pull your pants up.
Yeah, right.
Oh, man, what a mess. I'll never forget it.
You must have been on the floor laughing. I would have been.
Oh, we were
hysterical. I was a bad
hysterical.
Kid. I wasn't a
we
bad kid. I was just a mischief kid. I get myself into the biggest jams.
Yeah, well, you weren't. Nobody was like Dinigan. He was the worst.
Yeah.
And, he had to get
that.
All cleaned up, and they had to mop the floor, and,
I fought with some people.
Then they had to fix the
bathroom.
Follow
me home when I was a kid. They wanted to see how strong I was. I was strong for, you know, because I used to ice skate, dance, ballet.
You were strong? What happened to you?
I fell apart. One day somebody actually pulled me off the swing, and I fell right down onto the floor.
You were strong until
you
started going to these damn doctors.
Well, that's true, too.
With the insurance card.
Yeah, oh, you don't have insurance? Goodbye. They did that to my mother. She had a leg
that was almost freaking amputated. That means you would have been better off without insurance. They wouldn't have given you all these drugs.
Yeah, well, my mom, I can't believe the doctor took me out of the emergency room. I was in the emergency room and my leg is green, you know, almost green, she said. I can't believe he did this, is what she kept saying. I said, Ma, let's go to another hospital. Go to Winthrop. At that time, it was just Winthrop, not NYU Langone.
Yeah, one's worse
Long
than
Island. Yeah, exactly. So.
All right, Inner Sight. We're going to be with you Monday night, mad or glad. I want to thank all our friends. And I want to thank the, just a quick update on Milton that we're going to honor the dog who died at the Guide Dog Foundation. Got a call today from the town of Brookhaven, and they're trying to pass a resolution, which means, you know, they've decided they want to do the celebration at Town Hall. So that's good. Resolution.
Yeah, it is good. It's nice and big.
For Milton, and it's going to be quite a beautiful event. So as soon as we get the date, we'll let you know, everybody who wants to come. All dog lovers, bring your puppies. Bring your dog.
I might get a puppy. I'm going.
And honor Milton, the great, great guide dog. He dedicated his life to help a blind person.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I want to thank Paul Dreyer. Paul Dreyer, the deputy supervisor. He's the one who's handling it. Thank you, Paul. Inner Sight will be with you Monday night. Mad or glad. And I hope you had a little crazy fun. Oh, and if you meet a guy in the street named Marshall, and you look at him the wrong way and he starts going, That's the same kid. Stay away from him. He'll drive you nuts. You know.
He cried.
Oh, it was horrible when Marshall had to go to school. Forget it. His mother had to go up there every other day.
Oh man.
And try to calm him down.
That's a mama's boy. It is. It's a mama's boy.
So, beware for a kid named Marshall.
Or a guy at this point named Marshall.
He's probably grown up now, but he's probably still a fat-looking little kid.
Aww.
All right, thank you. Inner Sight, goodbye, world.
Good night, everyone. Woof. Good night, everybody.